16.
Do you even know what a flux capacitor is?
Sarah von Startreiter growled, which sounded kind of ominous given that she was a raptor girl, albeit a cute raptor girl.
It's not like we can just go to an auto parts store and pick one up.
She blew out an exasperated breath.
And that's aside from the fact we need to produce exactly 1.21 gigawatts for it to work effectively. And the modulator is broken too.
Sarah shook her head.
No. We'll have to make one from scratch. And...
Okay. First, are you trolling me?
Jody asked as she glanced from the very serious-looking lizard person to me.
Like, you're getting this, right?
Maybe. I rubbed the back of my neck. I've never actually seen Back to the Future.
I don't know what that is.
Jody frowned.
But that isn't my point.
She shrugged.
Like, okay.
She scampered over to the table where she'd set up a high-tech-looking laptop. Then she proceeded to scroll through a few pages. What are you looking at? I asked as I peered over her shoulder.
I am looking at the Bazaar's online marketplace for...
She chewed on her lip.
Found it.
She brought up a page from Riley's Parts Emporium. Then, she totally typed in flux capacitor.
See, it's right there.
She pointed at the screen.
How can this be?
Sarah stood there, mouth agape.
That is exactly what we need. If we acquire this one, we can replace that broken one, and that will stop the power leak for the life support so we can start running repair bots. So,
Jody smirked.
What were you saying about me being about as useful as a monkey smacking things with sticks while flinging poo?
I may have underestimated your value. This is true.
Sarah conceded.
But, in my defense, your friend...
Melanie,
Jody said flatly.
Melanie,
Sarah said.
Her estimates to terraform Aphrodite into a suitable planet were just ridiculous. Considering that my people could have done it in a ridiculously shorter amount of time.
She glanced at me.
And we don't have access to a god. Counterpoint. Be nice, or said god will throw you into the sun.
Jody gave me the you'd better back me up look. I concur, I said. It amazed me at times just how smooth and suave and charming of a guy I was. Who would think to say, I concur, in that situation? Only a genius capable of sweet-talking ladies like myself.
See? He concurs.
Jody nodded at me.
I'm surprised he knows a word like concur, much less that he can use it in speech.
Sarah snorted.
Besides, we already made a deal where I don't get thrown into the sun. Because I don't really want to be resurrected into a sex slave for all eternity.
Jody replied, but I didn't hear it because at that very moment, I got a weird message. One I'd seen before, but only a few times.
A mirror to a new world has been forced open. Would you like to investigate?
I swallowed as I contemplated the words because normally, in Terraforma, new worlds opened as you completed objectives. However, on rare occasions, mirrors got forced open, and it always meant that someone was fucking with you. Someone with godlike power. That meant a couple of things. First, it was incredibly likely that this new world was a trap. On the flip side, however, Every single time I'd ever gone into a forced world, the loot, experience, and everything else had always been better. Sure, it was more difficult, but if I wanted to power level both myself and my companions, I had to go. Besides, who knew what epic loot would be inside? "Time out," I said as I raised my hands and looked at Jody and Sarah. Then I opened the godly link to Gobta, Crabface, Queenie, and Hudson, none of who were actually in the room with me, and I patched in the two cat girls who were busy back in the halls of research as well. Crabface had gone to help Gobta with his dungeon, while Hudson and Queenie were busily working along. I actually didn't know. They'd just ran off together to work on a surprise.
"What is it, my liege?"
Hudson asked over the link, and his question was immediately mirrored by the others.
"So here's the thing." I rubbed my neck a bit nervously.
"A new world has opened."
"I'm sensing a but," Jody said curiously. "Usually you're all about them, but you seem hesitant this time."
She fingered her gun.
"What gives? You decide you don't like fat loot and gobs of EXP?"
"It's a trap," I said. And yes, I did have to try really hard not to say it like Admiral Ackbar. "Someone opened that portal hoping we'd go there, presumably to kill us."
"Oh, then you definitely should not go there," Sarah nodded. "I'm glad this was an easy one."
"Well, while I'm glad you care so much about my well-being, Sarah," I shot her a conciliatory look when she flushed a bit, which was interesting, given her green skin. "The thing is, trap worlds actually give more experience and loot than normal worlds. So while there will be some kind of horrible thing to deal with..."
"You mean more horrible than being on a fish world made of monsters?"
Gobta asked, which was a fair point. "Somehow, yes," I sighed. "It's probably a god trying to kill us."
"I thought that wasn't allowed,"
Veronica piped up over the link.
"Like, the Accords say they can't interfere."
"Yeah, well, there's interfering and interfering." I made air quotes around the word, though I knew most of them weren't there. Hopefully they got it from my tone of voice. "And someone is interfering with this portal." I took a deep breath.
"And I want to try it anyway."
"Yes,"
Gobta thundered over the link.
"That is why you're my liege. Fuck death. Fuck danger. I will be glad to join you in this endeavor."
He laughed haughtily.
"May we drink soup from the skulls of our vanquished enemies, assuming, of course, we do not crush their skulls into paste."
"Yeah, that's the other thing." I let out a long, slow breath. "While I am going to go, I need you all to keep doing what you're doing." I looked up at the ceiling of the Dyson Sphere's lab.
"Like, Jody and Sarah need to keep working on this Dyson Sphere, and they'll need Hudson to help with that. After all, who else can do the outside repairs?"
I let that sink in for a moment. "Melanie is out because she needs to get to adapting bacteria, and Veronica is busy trying to figure out where the hell we can get all the associated minerals and whatnot, both of which are vital if we're going to attempt to terraform Aphrodite for Sarah's people, as I'm pretty sure that's what is holding up the next actual portal." I paused a beat. "And Gobta and Crabface are busy creating the dungeon world."
"What about me, Master?"
Queenie's voice was an almost too tiny squeak of concern.
What would I be doing?
Well, you'd come with me, of course, I said matter-of-factly. It'll be me and you versus a whole world.
Oh, then it's fine.
Jody was the first to speak.
Queenie will keep Garrett safe.
She glanced at Sarah.
So, back to work while they do their thing in the new mirror world?
My liege,
Gobta said with a sigh in his voice. As much as I would love to be there with you, if Queenie is there, I will not worry. She is more than capable of protecting you, should you even need it.
While I am saddened by this development, Hudson added, I look forward to serving my liege in the way he sees best. I'm kind of glad I don't have to go, actually,
Melanie admitted.
Though I am really excited to get information on a whole new world. The more data we have, the easier the genetic engineering becomes. Yeah, same, Veronica quickly added. I mean, about the excitement.
There was a pause.
And not having to put myself in harm's way. I will do my best, Master,
Queenie said,
after everyone had finished speaking their pieces. No harm will come to you while I still draw breath. Also, I am honored that you would think to bring me on such an important mission.
I couldn't imagine having a better partner, I said with a laugh, as I fixed my attention on the Hall of Mirrors. Meet me at the mirror?
I'll be there in a jiffy, Master,
Queenie said, as I teleported to the hall and stared into the new portal. Usually, I could get some details about the world on the other side of the mirror, but right now, the normally shining surface was murky and opaque. Well, this doesn't feel ominous or anything, I said as Queenie appeared next to me. What say you?
I think I should go through the looking glass first, Master.
She looked at me.
Then, if something happens, you won't be killed.
You know what? I said as I stared at the portal. I agree.
You do?
She said, a bit thrown off. It almost seemed like she had expected me to argue.
Very well, then.
She recovered before nodding.
See you on the other side, Master.
Then she stepped through the mirror. I wonder how long it will take.
Master,
Queenie said over the link, interrupting my thoughts.
You need to come see this world. It's beautiful.
Well, you don't need to tell me twice, I said, as I approached the mirror and stepped through.